Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show. Word!
Oh, Jake says he has an opener snoozer. You know how you love when young male millennials talk about their lives. What do you got?
I do. You know what? Yeah. Jake has a very kind soul, and I think he's a very tender heart.
I'm ready. Go, hit me. Who am I today? The love doctor, the career coach?
You're the love doctor.
I'm in. Ooh. I'm in.
Well, I've got a career coach later for you, too, if you want it.
Oh, yeah. Ready.
So, love doctor.
Go.
You know, things have been a little tough lately between me and my girlfriend. We've had trouble communicating well with each other. I think simply because of the place we're both at in our lives, I'm growing a lot and figuring out what I want to do, and she's struggling with work and stuff right now and trying to figure herself out as well. And she broke up with me the other day.
Oh.
And she broke up with me because the way that we communicate hurts her sometimes, because I could be very blunt and sometimes I could speak too quickly without thinking, but I never mean any harm and I only, you know, mean the best. But she's very sensitive right now, and she's sensitive, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I am at a point where I don't know completely if that's what I want to do, or, you know, if I don't want to be in a relationship or not, and she's open to working on it.
All right. So Jake, this is typical, right? You're thinking about moving.
Just to clarify, I'm not thinking about moving for a year now, because the marijuana business is booming, and I actually have a really good opportunity right now as being head of sales for a distribution company.
All right. But you're thinking about moving. That's been on your mind.
Right.
You know, so you'd be leaving her. Now there's this opportunity in the marijuana business that's booming. The hilariousness of this. And the bottom line is, she's probably feeling threatened, right? So she's feeling threatened, and it's like, I don't want to feel this way. I don't want to be abandoned, so I'm going to break up with you. That's my guess. But the real question you have to ask yourself before you get into like working it out and this and that is, do you want to? I mean, is her feeling founded in any sort of truth? And that's your side of the street. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I certainly, and that's something that with my therapist personally, without her being involved, I want to work on, and that I have been working on, is how quickly I can react to things. And my therapist and I have gotten into like why that happens. And it comes obviously back from with my mom when I was a child, how I felt like I couldn't speak. So I speak too quickly sometimes just to get my word out, because I feel like I get cut off or I'm being attacked. So that's something I'm really working on in general with everybody. But You know, with her right now, in the place she's in, she's very sensitive to it and it hurts her. And she's reached a point where she can't feel that way. And she's very mature in the way that she's like, look, I'm not perfect either, but the way that this is hurting me right now and what I'm trying to do, it's too much for me to continue feeling the way I feel right now. Which I can totally understand. And that leaves me at a point with, do I want to focus as much energy as that would take on that to continue this relationship, which I think is a beautiful relationship and I love her so much, or am I ready to be on my own again and move forward in my life and grow?
That's the real question. And you can't make a decision on, you can't put the cart before the horse. You got to make the decision of if you want to make the relationship work, or if in truth you're acting out because deep down you do want some time alone.
Well, she's really good. She gives me the time alone that she never is overbearing.
Uh-uh. What do you think you want the time alone?
I don't know. It's only been a few days and I've really been putting a lot of thought into that and I'm trying to figure that out.
Cause it's one of two things. You can be like, I see that I'm responding this way and it's emotionally charged and it's this pattern with my mother. And, you know, then you go to her and it's like, I know what this is. I can work on this. I love you. I want to try. Or, you know, and I'm sure that's part of it. But the other question is, you know, you are kind of one foot out the door, like careless, fancy. What the
fuck? Laissez-faire.
Yeah, that. Footloose and fancy free.
That one. Thanks.
That's what I said.
Go back to work, Nicole.
Laissez-faire.
Yeah.
I feel like if I just say, okay, you know what? Now it's not the right time for this to work out. I feel like I didn't give it my best try and I failed in some aspect.
What do you want? This isn't about failing. This is about what you want. Do you want to go and explore, or do you want to be in a relationship?
It's hard to answer that because I do love her so much.
That's not the point, sweetie. We can love people and want something different. I mean, that's why relationships are hard. So, you know, you love her, obviously, but the question is, you know, do you want to be single right now? Like, go and possibly move, or, you know, are you feeling like if you excel, she gets threatened and you resent that, or, you know, this. I'm getting the impression from you, babe, that you want some space. These are your two choices. You can try to get back to that in the relationship with her, and. Like, say, look, I realize I'm acting out because I'm feeling like I haven't been doing X, Y, and Z, and I resent it. And, you know, that's my fault. I didn't do it because I thought you would feel threatened or thought this or that. And I want to try to be that person again, but with you. Or, you know, let her end it, tell her you love her, and move on. And you know deep down. It's not a decision. What's in your gut? Yeah, you know the answer, honey, or you wouldn't pause.
I think I do want to do my own thing for a little
bit. Right. So, okay, so she broke up with you. Don't let her have that. So write a letter just being like, I want you to know that I love you and I care about you. And, you know, I understand. I'm going to do some work on myself. And I'm hoping down the road, you know, we can reconnect, be it as friends or, I hate this word,
lover.
You know, and that's it. Okay. Let her have that baby. Don't push and pull. You want out.
No, I don't want to push and pull for sure.
Yeah. You want out for now and have that out and see how it feels. And you'll know, take some time. And then if you want to chase her down in a couple of months and say, I've worked on myself, I see what was going on. That's a different conversation. But right now, let her go.
Okay.
I'm a genius.
I think there's a song that should be played here, but apparently we're not allowed to play music anymore.
No, we can't.
Let
it go. Crappy music.
Let it go.
No, we can't.
From Frozen.
No, we can't hold it back anymore.
Wait, no. Manus.
Yes, Jillian.
Have you been exercising?
I have, but I've had to change things up.
Oh, don't tell me it's because you're old. I don't even want to hear it.
No, it's not. It's because I have to do home workouts now. I can't get to the gym like I used to, so I do a home workout in the morning.
What?
Does she have the Jillian Michaels app? Do you have the Jillian Michaels app?
I do. Sorry, I do a home workout in the morning.
Oh, my God.
Wow. I don't think I get it in Canada, do I?
You have the Gloria Allred workout app?
No, I'm
Is
just...
Is that who you're working out with since you had that beast of a woman on your show?
I feel like we had this huge talk about community and how you were part of ours.
So did I. I thought we did.
Is this what this segment's about? Going to tear apart my day? I have to drive and commute for hours?
No, and Janice, the segment's about loyalty now.
Wow. Okay. All right, loyalty. I thought it was about workout program mistakes.
Well, who are you working out with in the morning? Because that's your first mistake.
Yep.
I'm working out with my son. I take my dog for a walk.
No wonder you
me
can't do
Millie,
a proper push-up.
And then I come home and I do this little mini workout the best I can. I have a curly bar. I have a couple of kettlebells. And I have some dumbbells. And I do that. I just got myself a bike. I just got myself a spin bike because winter has come to Canada and I can't walk as much because it gets very wet.
Okay. I remember winter. It was terrible.
Winter's tough. So anyway.
But you know, you could do the Jillian Michaels app indoors.
No.
Ooh, wow.
It stings. I'm not going to lie. But that's okay. So the first mistake is a lot of people don't like to address their weaknesses, Janice. They like to do what they're good at. So if they're good at chess, they do chess. They don't like to do the things they're not good at. That's why you see guys with those little toothy pick legs and the big...
Yeah.
Friends don't let friends skip leg day.
No. No, 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 no. You got to address your weaknesses. If the core is weak, you work on the core. If the hips are tight, you work on the hips. You got to work on the things you're not good at.
And I think that's what and that's why people stop enjoying going to the gym, though, is because when they have to work on something that they don't want to, they'd rather not go. So sometimes when you go, you're going to do what you do and get out. If you're struggling getting to the gym.
But that's not an efficient use of your time.
I agree. But I'm just saying that that could be part of it. And I could be putting my own issues into this segment.
I also see that people take a long time between exercises. What are you guys doing in there?
Yeah.
Why are you guys doing that? Choppity chop chop. Keep it moving. Keep it rolling. Keep your eye on the clock. Do not rest so much between exercises. Give yourself that workout and the time frame and get out.
Keep your phone in your locker.
Well, I got to listen to your teens.
I suppose.
You can use my... Oh, Janice, did you know that you can do my app on the Apple Watch?
I don't have an Apple Watch.
I do. Yeah.
I got a watch from Target and it cost me $10.
You have an iPhone?
Yep.
You can do my app on your iPhone. Did you know you can stream, can mirror play my... app from your phone to the TV?
No. You know what? I don't even have Netflix, so all that stuff's beyond me.
Do you have a phone?
I do.
Do you have a TV?
Yep.
Just push mirror play.
Let me write that down. Mirror play.
Okay. You're not giving adequate time for recovery, which is why I like muscle splits. So this is one of the reasons I hate CrossFit. I just don't CrossFit. Like, what is the logic? I'll never forget, I saw the guy, it's not back day, like the guy who started it, and he's like, your back has to work all days of the week. And I was like, dude, the reason we train on specific days is not so that the back works on Wednesday. It's so that your back can recover from the workout that you've done in order to rebuild and repair. Like, adequate recovery time is a large component of exercise. If you're doing the same exercises over and over and over again, all the time, I don't understand that.
Well, see, and everyone talks about it being, it's Olympic lifts, and it's the way that the Olympians do it. But I remember when I was training for
Olympians
swimming.
Olympians don't lift for time.
I agree. But I remember when I was training for swimming, we would have a leg day, we would have an arm day, and then we would have like a whole body or sprint day. Because if you really wanted to work on a certain area, you worked on the upper body or lower body.
Well, you can do that. Mm-hmm. I like push and pull splits. And the reason I like upper and lower body together is because you're sending blood back forth, which helps to keep heart rate elevated and it burns more calories. And so I find that those splits, upper body split, or I'm sorry, they're called antagonistic splits, like chest, back, hamstrings, quads. I prefer push-pull splits. So muscles with the same function on the same days so that they can rest. So for example, if you're doing chest, shoulders, and triceps on the same day, they all work together. They get X amount of days off, then you train them again. But if you're doing chest one day and shoulders and tris another day, you're still recruiting those muscles on chest day and vice versa. Am I talking out of my ass? Is this making sense?
No, it makes sense.
So that's why I like muscle splits. So make sure that you give proper time to like when you train what. So I like to train each muscle group twice a week and let it rest between sessions, right? So push workouts, quad, chest, shoulders, tris on, let's say, Monday, Thursday. Pull workouts, hamstrings, biceps, back, let's say Tuesday, Friday, and you kind of hit the core and the glutes a little bit on each day just because it's by virtue of being functional. Next one, you don't have enough variety in your routine. That's important so you don't get bored, so you don't adapt. You don't stop changing. I don't see people change, which goes back to doing what they're good at. Yeah. See it all the time in the gym. Okay. Well, I hope you've learned something.
I have.
I think the big takeaway here is you should get the Jillian Michaels app.
Yeah. Maybe if you were nicer, I would comp a membership for you, but that's okay.
God damn, you just never fail to disappoint me these days.
I know.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton. And I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype. From the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra. I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now. Available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
Janice, it's your favorite subject today.
Please,
it's your favorite topic in every way.
No, please.
No, absolutely not.
God.
Are you ready?
Oh, is our audience ready? I don't know.
They have questions. Jake, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, 11 answers to your most important penis questions.
Oh, God.
My most important or just the general public?
Well, I'd like for you to weigh in. Is there for women?
Okay.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. So when your wiener, pardon me, we would like to know, Nicole, can you please pay attention?
Sorry. I'm okay. Here.
We'd like to know when the tip of the wiener is showing through the pants. Is that on purpose or can you like not help that?
Wait, what?
Say again?
My pants aren't usually that thin. I think I have to have an erection for
that
to happen.
You mean coming out the top of your pants?
No. When you can see the outline of the wiener.
Oh, you mean like if you're wearing really tight pants.
Or sweatpants, when it looks like a gerbil caught in a sack.
Like, yeah. Is that...
I'm feeling inadequate. I don't think that's never... That doesn't happen to me.
I mean...
The outline... Only if I'm
yeah.
hard.
Is no, it like a thin fabric?
I don't wear sweatpants. or basketball shorts.
Maybe they're going commando?
Wait a minute. Who wrote this?
It's in Cosmo.
I know the term is dick print.
Oh!
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Do you think the guy knows and he's doing it on purpose?
I'd equate it to cleavage. Why not? Yeah.
If your pants are so close to your skin that your penis can't move, you feel that. You're aware. Dick print.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I wonder if they have that at Kinko's.
Are you ready for the next one?
Yes.
How long does it take to get an erection? Jake?
No. Hold on. Can we ask him how long it takes to get an erection without stimulation and with stimulation? As in, like, if you're with someone or if you're just thinking about it?
I want to know how this is helping anybody.
Because women want to know.
I actually do want to know this.
Told you.
All right, Jake, how long does it take to...
A minute with my eyes closed, like, with no...
By
myself in a dark room, if I'm with somebody that I'm interested in, like,
fast,
pretty quick, yeah.
Well, here's what they say. They say it depends on the guy, the penis, and the situation. It says erections can sneak up on us slowly. No, listen, this is important. Or happen immediately.
Yeah.
It says typically if hooking up, they can come fast and strong. Like, come on fast and strong. It says if you're hanging around watching TV and the erection's just kind of like slowly working its way. But a lot of women wonder, like, how quick? Like, are you good to go? Like, go? Or you need a minute?
There's a level. And then have you had any drinks? How are you
feeling? Well, I'm going to get that's in here.
Okay.
Where does the fluffer come in?
At a porn shoot.
That's a porn thing. Sorry.
No, there's not enough money in porn anymore.
For fluffers?
Yeah, it doesn't exist.
Okay.
I think I'd be... You know what?
Here's one that I bet you all want to know.
What, that I'd be a good fluffer?
I bet Janice would be a good fluffer.
No, you would be a horrible fluffer.
Why? All you do is you just do a little dance in front of the fellas.
No.
When they're sitting there, you just kind of do this. Like this. And then they, all of a sudden, it's like boom, chicka, boom, chicka, boom, boom, boom. Right, Jake? You're ready to rock and roll?
I don't know if that would really help me out too much, Janice.
What do they do, Janice? Hang on, guys. Janice is dancing.
If I was a fluffer, I'd be brought into the room and I'd just kind of do this. Moving around.
Yeah.
And then I go chop, chop into the chute.
I don't think that's what they do. I think they perform fellatio.
Yeah, there's got more like at least a hand.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, no. Mummy doesn't do that.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
I wonder if we'll need to get G for this. Do guys check out another guy's junk while peeing at the urinal?
Oh, yeah. Why not?
It says the answer varies from guy to guy, but it says one guy says he thinks it's rude and invasive to look unless there's something going on over there.
Wait, are we talking strangers or friends? Friends, like, look at my dick.
Wow, sweet Mary.
Why look at my dick?
Women do not go in the bathroom and say, hey, Karen, come on in here and see my bushwhacker.
It's boring.
Wait, who calls it a bushwhacker?
Women don't do that.
No, I mean, women go to the bathroom group.
Judy, look at, I'm naked. Come on in and look at my growler. It doesn't happen.
What
is wrong with men? Good sweet mother of God.
What kind of names do you
hate? Hey, Nancy.
I'm only 25. We still do that kind of stuff.
Oh, my God.
Can we try Joe Carlo?
Yeah.
Kevin's back there. Ask Kevin.
Kevin, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Kevin, do you look at other guys' wieners in the bathroom?
No.
See, Kevin says no.
See, I've always
Kevin's
heard...
European, though. So I think
no, he's not unless he's in the bathroom.
I am European, but I do agree with Jake. With friends, it's okay.
You could have a peek.
What?
With strangers, no.
No, you don't want to get punched in the face or anything with a stranger.
Wait, isn't it like an unspoken rule that you always leave a urinal between the two while you're peeing? Like, you go in, you find one,
hey,
you leave
Sandra,
one.
Come on in. I got my pants down. Would you like to see?
John Carlo takes pictures of his of everything and brings it out to share with the world. So why do you think guys would just leave it in the bathroom?
I don't understand. You know?
That's interesting.
Hey, Sally.
Yeah, no, it never occurred to me, but... Okay. Okay. Can you ever lie completely on your stomach without resting your whole body weight on your junk?
Oh, that's what? Mean. Lying. Can you sleep on
why
your tummy?
Why does that one matter? I don't know.
Because
why that
would
matter.
You would have to do a Silence of the Lambs, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, I know sometimes if I lay on my stomach, like my boobs hurt. So I'm kind of curious if it hurts the junk too.
Jake, do you sleep on your tummy?
I'm trying to imagine. I think, like, you adjust your legs, kind of bend your knees inward and out your hips, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, I could do it.
It says it doesn't shoot perpendicular from his torso. It hangs down. So it's not as if a man is forced to smash his junk when he lies face down. That was a dumb one.
Yeah.
I should have skipped it. Do you ever wish you had ball support when you wear loose? But that's a good one. Yeah. Do you ever wish you had ball support when you wear loose boxers? I feel like that'd be like not wearing a bra. I like my bra.
I like to not wear a bra, but I hate going up and down the stairs without a bra. So I could get the ball support thing. I get that.
I wouldn't want that stuff just flopping around down there.
I wear tight pants, so I never have that problem.
It's the swooshing
of
the balls.
I'm always getting hugged. My pants are always
right? Close. You don't want to be like strangled down there, but a little support.
No, like I don't have that problem. I could see if I was wearing loose pants, I could see that.
Yeah.
Giancarlo used to
This is interesting. Do you hold your junk while you poop?
Oh, sweet. Oh,
Phoenix.
God.
Oh, Phoenix does. He has to tuck Mr. Wiener in the potty.
What?
Why?
Hey, tuck it
I
in.
Don't know.
Where's he pooping out of?
His butt.
Yeah.
Well, he sits on the potty and he pushes Mr. Wiener down into the potty.
Wait, is he peeing at the same time?
I don't know. He tucks Mr. Wiener.
If you're peeing, then yeah, you kind of push it. Face
you know,
it
in
downwards.
My day, I heard fellas do that when they pee.
They poop when they pee?
No, when they're going number two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They will put it down and go number one.
Yeah, I almost always go number one with number two.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Like almost always, at least a little bit. Yeah.
I don't feel like I do that.
I think I do. It's like everything just relaxes.
Huh. Wow. This is...
Janice.
Okay. What's the
next? It's a health show. Why? Why can't you just get with the program? What happened to fluid Janice?
I'm still very fluid.
She just doesn't want to talk about other people's fluids.
Yeah. Okay, I'm ready.
Oh, wow. This is actually a really important one. Can your penis actually feel a difference in vaginas?
Oh, man, this is a touchy subject because you don't want to make anybody feel bad.
So the answer is yes.
Yeah, totally. Like,
wow.
Absolutely.
Wait, like how, I want to know like how much of a difference. Clearly you could probably feel the difference of like tightness versus
not. Well, like if you were holding my hand or you were holding Nicole's hand, do you think you could tell the difference?
You know,
let's put it this way. You are dating twins.
Because you can't differentiate that.
You're dating twins.
But
it's just like a stereotype.
But you put Mr. Wiener in somewhere. Can you tell?
Okay.
I hold hands with you.
Yeah.
And held hands with Nicole. I could tell the difference.
Well, because Nicole's hands are sweaty.
There's so many aspects that go into it as far as like...
I do have sweaty hands. But my question is, it's like on a sitcom. So you're dating identical twins and they pull the identical twin switch and you can't tell them apart physically. So you sleep with the sister. Can you tell the difference in their vaginas?
Oh.
Is there hair or not? Are they?
Well,
you know,
inside. Can you feel
they
the
exact
different,
same?
There's different vaginas. Different girls have different insides of their vaginas.
No kidding.
You know what?
Well, we can feel a difference with a wiener.
That's totally different.
Why?
So, you know, it's the same idea. It's like there's
a wiener's a wiener's a wiener. A rose is a rose is a rose.
No.
No.
No, I'm just saying. You can tell the
difference.
Can your penis feel a difference in fellatios? Like mouth shapes now.
Yeah.
What is it? Really?
Yeah, some girls have
What do teeth feel like?
Technique.
Does it hurt? Do you have fear that someone could chop down on your wiener?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
You
that's
do?
Always my biggest fear that
me.
I'm going to laugh and like bite something.
You're so vulnerable in that position. You're so vulnerable.
Yeah, that'd
you're putting
be
yourself
scary.
In, like, at the
I'd
mercy
worry.
Of their jaw.
Yeah.
Also, why it's one of my favorite things because I have all the control.
Okay. Can you feel fellatio with braces?
Oh, God, you'd have to really try to rub braces on a wiener. I hope not.
Okay, good. What does whiskey...
What if you wore a mouth guard?
Good
like,
one.
What if you wore like a
good one
football mouth guard?
That would help.
Yeah, I would think so.
This is one I know that women care about. What does whiskey dick feel like, and is it real?
100% real. Doesn't feel like anything. It's just like...
What's whiskey dick?
It's where
when you drink too much, you can't get it up.
You've had a couple beverages, and... You either have difficulty or you can't. Like, I don't know, being younger, I've only experienced it when I'm like massively drunk and like
schnockered.
Yeah.
And sometimes you can get it up, but you can't keep it up.
Yeah. And then you're just like, look, you just got to tell them, hey, it's not you. And I know you're not going to take it. You're not going to think I'm being honest, but it really isn't you. I'm bombed right now and can't do it.
Hmm. Yeah, I'd be like, okay, you lost your chance.
Yeah, that's your fault.
Wow. All right. Well, I'm done.
That last one kind of made me sick.
Whiskey dick?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, thinking about it just kind of makes me... Excuse me.
Oh, Jesus. Whoa. What the...
Lord. Wow.
My God. Mother of Christ. Light it up again, Edna.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science, science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, this is redundant, but I read this article on Popular Science, and I felt vindicated, so I thought I'd bring it up again just to say
I told you so. Okay. I know you like the I told you so segments.
Oh, my God. I'm obsessed with it.
Okay.
I'm obsessed with it. It's about placentophagia, where you postpartum moms have their placenta dried and encapsulated.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Okay. So Popular Science went off on this. And the bottom line is they're like, you're out of your mind. Do not do this.
Really?
Yeah. Case in point, There was a baby in September of 2016 who contracted a bacterial infection because his mother was taking contaminated placenta pills. And the infant had to go to the emergency room where he spent 11 days in the neonatal intensive care unit, getting antibiotics through a tiny IV.
Was it the same placenta that he was born in?
Yeah. But, I mean, studies show us that placentas, like, they can have heavy metals. They can have various environmental toxins. They have a significant bacterial colony living inside of them. And there's no regulation for how these things are dried, bottled, encapsulated. There's no FDA overlooking this.
No, I can imagine that. It's something. I thought you're supposed to plant it.
It's essentially a biohazard.
Are you supposed to plant it by a tree?
God, that's disgusting. Why?
No,
it should go in bio waste.
Yeah, I had a friend who made ice cubes out of hers and put it in smoothies every morning.
Oh,
yeah.
Gross.
And she posted pictures of it
on
the internet.
And there's zero evidence, by the way. None. Zero. That says it helps you make breast milk. It helps you, it helps you with postpartum depression. And they even get into this whole thing about like, okay, other mammals eat each other's young. Does that mean we should too? Like, because they're like, oh, well, mammals do it on the Serengeti. And they're like, well, they eat it raw. Are you eating it raw? Like, it's just crazy. Like, the logic of this is non-existent. Okay, and it says, don't risk your life and your baby's life on the word of a celebrity wellness guru. It's not worth it.
Okay, well, I just found 7 things to do with your placenta besides leaving it at the hospital.
Okay, go.
Eat it.
Gross. Okay, don't do that.
A practice known as placentophagia. Yeah. Oh, did you just say that?
Thank you.
Wear it. Whether you go with a delicate pendant, a beaded bracelet, or a tiny drop of earrings, you can have your placenta made into jewelry.
Stop.
Make it into a salve. If you simply can't stomach the idea of guzzling your placenta down with some frozen strawberries, Jake, at the start of your day, many encapsulate.
Uh-huh.
And offer the option as a body salve, which
can you
helps.
Believe this? People are doing this.
They're saying evidence. It helps with C-section scars.
No.
Perennial tears and cracked nipples.
It does not at all.
Plant it.
I told you,
plant it.
That's fine. Go ahead.
Don't
put
have
it in
the desire to swallow your smoothies, blah, blah, blah.
Nothing.
One potential is to plant it. Planting the placenta has been a way to a way to symbolize the baby's link to the earth in certain cultures for years. But some modern moms like the idea of planting their placenta alongside a tree in the yard.
I'm fine with that.
Will grow up with their baby.
Good with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Make a shirt.
But can you believe that they're saying things like, oh, it helps with scar? Like, first of all, that's not true. There's no science to say it's true. You'd sooner grind up steak and say it would do the same thing. Like, what are you talking about?
Well,
where
do you want
is
me to
that
click
coming
on the,
from?
The C-section scars?
Like Mama, C-section scars has to do with collagen, vitamin C. Like, it's inside out. There's no topical. It's not the truth.
Do you want me to continue with
placenta? But where is this coming from? Like, how are you allowed to put this on the internet? It's outrageous.
Oh, listen to this one.
It's not the truth.
Turn it into a photo frame.
Oh, dear God.
Display your baby's first photo in a picture frame made from your placenta. That's what it says here that I have.
Can we get a few kids on the phone that have grown up and have their picture in a picture frame and see what they think about that?
It's a good point, Jake. Make a shirt. Make art. This one says make art. If placenta t-shirts aren't your thing, try making placenta prints to frame and hang in your home. Most moms go to a tree of life design, which can come out incredibly beautiful.
Oh my God!
You know what? If you use everything.
Stop. No. No, we're done here.
No.
No, I've spoken, and popular science has validated me.
I'm gonna find
every other frickin' doctor in the world. Ready to move on.
It's got to be good for something. It comes from inside
you. It is good for something. It protects your baby while it's in your stomach. Finito.
Wow. Didn't mean for you to get grumpy.
It does serve its purpose.
All right.
Then Scooter comes into the world and doesn't need to eat its casing.
Well, maybe Scooter wants to make a hat.
No. Don't forget to email us your questions. We want to talk to you at jillianpodcast@gmail.com.
Guidelines.
Guidelines.
Yes.
Three sentences.
Or less.
Or less.
And a phone number.
And a phone number.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye-bye.